Have you ever noticed that there are moments in history where all paths seem to converge on a single year? A year where prophecy, power, and deception intertwine. Well, you guessed it. We're talking about 2025. And in this video, we're going to go over a bunch of very strange predictions and prophecies for 2025 that most people have never heard about before. And the way that all this stuff lays out and converges into a single event is going to blow you away. Now, most of these come from the 80s and 90s, and all of them point to 2025 being the strangest year that humanity has ever seen. And no, this is not an exaggeration. So let's get into it.
Yeah, well, things are about to get real.
We're going to start this video off with the blind mystic Baba Vanga and her predictions for 2025. But let me be clear, this isn't merely about her claims. This is about the undeniable connection to the grand narrative of the Bible itself and the end times events that have been laid out for us for thousands of years. It's about the rise of a one world government. It's about the rise of creatures coming out of the abyss, an economic structure that will collapse and shake humanity to its core. And a mark that will be introduced by a man that I can't say his name here, but let's just say the man of sin himself. And if you think the alien narrative is unrelated, well, think again, because all the events that we're about to cover here bring everything that's happening in our world today into one crazy convergence. First, let's just quick talk about the blind mystic, you know, because she's predicted some very strange things, including 9/11. So she was born in 1911 in Bulgaria. She went blind as a child. And she, well, let's just say she started having visions of things that were going to happen, visions of the future. And I know before you're saying, well, first of all, visions are evil and we shouldn't listen to them. And second of all, she's probably just crazy. Well, two things. First, I do believe that these visions come from the spiritual realm. I believe that she made contact with entities on the other side who told her about events that were to come. Some of the things she predicted have already come to pass. Like what, you might ask? Well, let's talk about 9/11. She said that, quote, steel birds would attack the American brethren. Okay, steel birds. Interesting. She also predicted the 2004 tsunami. She said that great waves will cover the shores and people will disappear under the water. And we know that I think it was tens of thousands of people were killed in the 2004 tsunami. Huge tragedy. One of the biggest tragedies in modern times. She also predicted the rise of a black president, and she said it would coincide with economic turmoil. And in case you forgot, Barack Obama took office during the peak of the 2008 financial collapse. But it's her warnings about 2025 that are the most strange. So what did she say is going to happen? Well, let's just get right into it. She said, first, alien contact would forever alter humanity. She said that 2025 would be the year that humanity finally makes a contact with aliens. She also said that natural disasters would reshape the nations. She said the collapse of financial systems would usher in a unified global order. She said that biological crises caused by unprecedented outbreaks would occur. She also said geopolitical conflicts leading to the destruction of cities and borders would happen. But wait, there's more. She also said that technological singularities would blur the lines between human and machines. She also said, I mean, that's not it, guys. She also said that cosmic disturbances with celestial events would trigger fear and awe among the population. Now, everything I just said there is lining up with actual real-life events that are happening now, okay? Every single thing that she said has roots in what's happening right now. But here's the thing. These were actually predicted in the 80s and 90s. So there's no way that she could be watching the news and be like, oh, well, I'm going to predict AI is going to take over. Or I'm going to predict quantum computers are going to make contact with another dimension. How would she know that? It was the 80s. And it doesn't make sense unless she was told by some sort of spirits or entities. Among her most alarming and strange claims for 2025 is humanity's first official contact with extraterrestrial life. And this isn't mere speculation, everybody. Take into account the drone invasion we just saw, as well as the Pentagon's UFO disclosure that's been happening, and testimonies from people like David Grush and other military insiders. You know, it's accelerating. This whole UFO topic is accelerating. And many people, including me, have said that it's all going to lead to some sort of big announcement on the public stage.
There is an alien invasion happening at the Costco.
Alien invasion?
But what if this contact isn't what it seems? Now, on this channel, we've been talking about UFOs and all these things are actually evil They're fallen angels. They are definitely not space aliens from another planet. They are interdimensional beings, and they are here to deceive humanity. Now, take Dr. Stephen Greer, for instance. He's a prominent whistleblower and founder of the Disclosure Project, and he's also warned of a staged alien invasion. We have very different opinions on the UFO phenomenon, Dr. Greer and I. However, his predictions and Baba Vanga's predictions seem to line up.
Wernher von Braun said to her, what we're going to do, we're going to hoax an alien threat to consolidate sort of a totalitarian power around the world, because it'll be so frightening to people, they will give up their freedoms and they will, et cetera, and so on. We have to have an interplanetary war and Armageddon so Christ will return. And now I'm quoting, and I went, excuse me? And it turned out he was the major funder for a far extreme group at the Vatican named, known as Opus Dei, and was very devoted to this idea that Christ will only return when enough of the world is destroyed, enough of the population is destroyed, that it forces the return of Christ. So I'm there just listening politely going, WTF, you know, right? What? And then I realized that there's a component of this group that are like that. And then there's another component, and this is the chief mentor for Luis Elizondo, that honestly are Satanists who love destruction, love torture.
So according to Dr. Greer, he's basically saying Project Bluebeam is about to happen. Powerful global elites plan to manufacture an alien or an extraterrestrial threat in order to unify the planet under a single government. He asserts that the advanced technologies, aka reverse engineered craft, from actual UFOs that were crashed, are actually being deployed in secret to create convincing simulations of alien craft. Now, Dr. Greer emphasizes that this false flag operation will exploit humanity's fears, driving the masses to accept a militarized one world government, or as we like to call it, the NWO, in exchange for security. Does it make sense? It does, especially when you take into account the other predictions, like Phil Schneider. Remember Phil Schneider? Well, things get a little bit stranger when you take into account his predictions. So he was an insider. He worked on top secret military projects and deep underground military bases. He claimed to have direct hostile encounters with non-human entities, aka tall grays. What does he say is going to happen? He said advanced alien technologies, aka fallen angel technology, has been shared with select powers. Same thing that Dr. Greer was saying, in exchange for resources and population control. Now, everything I just said lines up pretty darn well with biblical prophecy. You see, Revelation 13 describes the man of sins rise to power. He unites the world under a singular rule. How better can you achieve this by presenting extraterrestrials as our saviors? Or as some sort of threat, is some sort of invasion that's happening that humanity needs to unite together in order to defeat them, right? By the way, that's exactly what this says too, Project Bluebeam, which we can get into a different time. But these beings, as described in Genesis 6 and the Book of Enoch, they're not visitors from distant stars, not even close. They are the fallen angels, okay? They are the watchers, the ones who descended on Mount Hermon to corrupt humanity and to create the Nephilim. Think about this, their return to Earth, cloaked as salvation, could be the ultimate deception. The Bible tells us that false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as even to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Now think about this, guys. What if we see in UFO disclosures and government hearings and even the mainstream fascination with extraterrestrial life may just be conditioning humanity for this strange event that's been calculated and timed for thousands of years?
That's crazy.
Okay, I don't know what game this is, but let's move on.
Vanga's prophecy of a global financial collapse echoes louder with every passing day. And what's stranger is this. The central bank digital currencies, aka crypto, aka decentralized blockchains, are being rolled out worldwide. Okay? They're promising convenience but delivering control. And that's exactly what the Bible says when it talks about the mark of the beast. You see, these programmable currencies, well, what they're going to do is they're going to restrict every single transaction. The infrastructure for this digital dystopia is already being built. And this economic enslavement is described in the Bible in Revelation 13. It says that nobody can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its names, which is 666. Okay, that's Revelation. What it's talking about is every single person on Earth will have to have some sort of mark on them, right? Some, maybe some digital implant in their hand that allows them to buy and sell, because money won't exist anymore. It's going to be all blockchain derived. And if you lose your right to buy and sell, you won't get to participate in humanity anymore. They will kick you out, okay? Now, we're just getting started here, so check this out. Have you heard of the Deagle Report? Well, this is where it gets even crazier. The Deagle Report is infamous for predicting a massive depopulation event by the year 2025. Okay, so originally compiled by an organization with ties to the U.S. Department of Defense, the report forecasts a drastic population change, basically a reduction in all Western nations with declines as high as 70% in some area. That's exactly what Dr. Stephen Greer is saying is going to happen with this fake alien invasion, is they're going to go ahead and they're going to depopulate the whole world with this technology, and it's going to be terrible. And the Bible's talking about the same thing. And Baba Vanga is talking about the same thing. Phil Snyder's talking about the same thing. But there's even more, okay? So stay with me here, okay? Deagle attributes these figures, the 70% in global population, to economic collapse, famine, disease, geopolitical instability, and what does that sound like? Oh, it sounds like the predictions from the Blind Mystic, huh? Well, she made those in the 90s. How is that possible that these two things are converging? Stick with me, guys. While critics dismiss these predictions as speculative, which they could be, the convergence of global crises, pandemics, resource shortages, and war lends them a troubling plausibility. And we can all see things could get a lot worse really quick the way this world is going. We're not done yet. Now, take all these things that we've been talking about this whole video and combine it with what I'm about to show you. Now, this is a interview from a man named James Goodall, who was an employee at basically Area 51 at the S4 facility at Groom Lake. Okay, the same place that Bob Lazar talked about working, you know, the place where they're working on alien craft, reverse engineering UFOs and all these things. He says that 2025, okay, and this was recorded in the 90s, that 2025 will be the year where the UFOs are shown to the people. Okay, now combine that with everything we just talked about and things start to become a little bit more clear.
I have had the opportunity over the years to interview, again, people who have worked at the test site at Groom Lake. One gentleman spent 12 of his 30 years in black programs at Groom Lake. When I asked him, I said, do you believe in UFOs? And he looked at me with a straight face in one-on-one. He said, absolutely, positively, they do exist. I said, can you expand upon that? And he said, no, I can't. About a year later, we were talking about, again, activities at Groom Lake. And I asked him, I said, you know, can you really tell me what's happening out there? And he said, well, there's a lot of things that are going on there that I won't be able to tell you until the year
2025.
But we have things in the Nevada desert that would make George Lucas envious. Another individual who was an NCO, an E9, which is the highest grade you can get as an enlisted man. He's a chief master sergeant in the Air Force. Was a safety specialist. He had three different tours of duty at Groom Lake on various programs. Now, he had no connection with my friend who worked on the other black programs. We were talking, I interviewed him at Nellis in 1985-86 time frame. And I said, what's out there? And again, he looked me straight in the eye and he said, we have things out there that are literally out of this world. I said, explain. He said, I can't. But trust me, see, we have things that are better than Star Trek, better than anything you can see.
Son of a bitch, I knew it!
So there it is, everybody. All these events are starting to converge on the year 2025, which is, at the point of this recording, just a few days away. Now, go ahead and leave a comment, tell me your opinion, and I'm curious to read what everybody thinks about this, because all these different people are saying that some crazy convergence is about to happen in the year 2025.